Chapter 1.
Lillian. Lillian. Can you hear me, Lillian?
My therapist's voice grates on me. I'd say like nails on a chalkboard, but that wouldn't accurately describe how much I hate her voice. One flashy signature and a court order later, I sit in this office, wishing I could stab this woman until her guts pour out onto the floor, even if I have known her since we were kids. She pelts me with question after question about my feelings.
How did it make you feel, Ms. James?
How did it make me feel? How did it make me feel? I push out of the chair and walk to the window. It's the only way to take my mind off killing this insipid woman. In the glass, I can see my face, and the bitterness I feel is hard to mask. I roll my eyes and then settle on the looming dark clouds that swirl as far as I can see. Chrissy starts in again.
Lillian, the point of court-ordered therapy is to talk about what happened.
I close my eyes and concentrate on my breathing. In, out, in, out, in, out.
Lillian, we really need to discuss what happened. It's the only way you can heal.
In, out. In, out. In, out. Dear God, please let Chrissy forget to breathe and drop dead.
Lillian,
she says again. The way she says my name with the last syllable rising makes me want to gut her again. She taps her pencil against the clipboard she's holding like I'm wasting her time. I bite my lip, count to 10, and turn around, leveling my gaze at her. I try to remain civil when I speak. I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to heal right now. I don't want anything to do with any of this, and if it wasn't for the fact that a judge forced me to be here, I'd be 300 miles away by now.
That may be, but you are here, and I have to report back to the judge on your progress. Help me understand why you stabbed your dad with a knife in the middle of the grocery store and then went home and smashed everything.
Some people deserve a little knife in every once in a while, and his furniture was 100 years past vintage. I'd say I did him a favor. Chrissy purses her lips and looks at me sympathetically. Now I really want to gut her. I'd start with that stupid tongue of hers.
Lillian, everyone in this town knows your father. The only reason you aren't facing jail time at this moment is because he wouldn't press charges, and the judge's wife babysat you as a child.
The only reason I'm not in jail right now is because my best friend is an excellent lawyer. I lean back against the window. Rain is coming down hard enough now, I can feel it as it hits the glass.
Well, again, I'm here to find out why you did it. If you don't cooperate, you may be looking at jail time.
I push off the window, walk to the chair facing her, and flop down. Maybe jail time would be good for me. This time I won't meet her eyes. All my vim and vigor melted on my walk to the chair.
Chrissy looks at her watch. Our time is almost up, but next time we meet, I expect you to actually talk. Do you understand?
Chrissy, Dr. Blakely, when you are here during my business hours. I lick my lips and try to control the desire to bolt from the room.
Dr. Blakely, I've known you since kindergarten. Don't you think it's a conflict of interest for you to be my therapist?
Lily, come on. It's been 15 years since we graduated high school. Plus, I'm the only therapist in this little town. If you had waited to stab your dad when you were in a bigger city, maybe you could have had your pick of therapists.
Some therapist you are. I'm an excellent therapist.
My heart drops in my stomach. I can't talk about what happened. I don't want to talk about what happened, and I certainly don't want to talk about what happened with Christine Blakely.